The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Duraine Fisher.
Does quantum... I'm not super educated on quantum physics. Obviously,
well,
the topic... Yeah. The topic has come up on the air a gazillion times. And, you know, so that's my knowledge is the things that I've learned from our guests over the last 10
right.
years. But I haven't done a lot of research myself on it. Would that also play into kind of those deja vu feelings or those feelings of being watched? Is that almost like those moments where maybe somehow we kind of slipped off the track a little bit of our own timeline? And then we're creating these feelings, and then it kind of gets corrected. It's like watching a television show, and you notice, wait a second, the audio and the video are a little bit off, and it just drives you nuts. And then sometimes you just got to reset it, and then okay, everything's back to normal.
I definitely do. And feelings of deja vu. You ever heard of the Mandela effect?
Yes. Yeah.
People remember events differently, you know, and they, you know, they might have been in a slightly different dimension or something. You just wonder, you remember something distinctly from your past, and
yes.
you're almost positive that this is how it was, but then it wasn't. You know, you look at a picture of it, it's like, wait a minute, I know it was that.
Sure.
But the picture is showing me something different, you know, and you're like kind of perplexed, like,
yeah,
I'm sure it was that, but...
And there's an interesting thing with that that I've noticed, and I've actually been thinking about over the last couple of weeks, because, you know, you get the Mandela effect posted links, and most of the time it's the same 20, you know, things we all look at over and over and over. But what, right, what I've noticed lately is that generationally, it seems like some of the quote-unquote Mandela effect things from, like, the last 10, 15 years... I'm not, like, surprised by, or I'm not confused by. I'm like, no, of course I knew it was that. But the things that were more from 20, 30 years ago into to my childhood and youth, that those are the ones that I go, yeah. You know, like remembering the guy running over by the tank in Tiananmen Square of Nelson Mandela being killed, there's a lot of things back then that I almost wonder, like, was that just a childhood you know, especially today, kids just not, you know, being paying attention as closely as you should? Because, I don't know, like, some of these look like they're like Sex and the City. That was one that keeps coming up. I've always known it was Sex and the City. I never thought it was Sex in the City. And apparently that's a big one for a lot of people.
Yeah, I agree with you.
but some of the other ones. So I'm almost wondering if the Mandela effect is one of those things where, you know, it kind of came up and it was, you know, our generation or so that kind of started talking about this. But then as we get older, we're looking at it. And I swear to God, when it's always something of the last 15 ish years, not at all was I confused by what people are confused by.
Right. Exactly. Me either. But, you know, I mean, they could be experiencing parallel realities. I mean, it's really only a matter of consciousness. I mean, perception and consciousness. It's not, there's nothing difficult about being in parallel realities. There's nothing difficult about traveling in between dimensions. It's all consciousness. It's a state of vibration, basically. And, you know, we can get into quantum physics pretty deep here, but I mean, if you study quantum physics a little bit, all these hauntings and other things get slightly less complicated, because it's like, okay, this can really happen, and it could happen scientifically speaking. So, you know, if we are creating our reality all the time, you know, we can create just about anything. Mm-hmm. And they say that we are creating our entire experience at every moment, and that we haven't known that we could control it, but we're starting to learn that we have a little bit of more control over it. So, you know,
well, let me ask you about that, to try and understand that better. So we're creating our reality, I guess, on a simplistic level. I understand that, because I'm like, yeah, I believe we have our own free will and we can do whatever we want, and whatever we're going to do is going to then, you know, cause an effect down the road based on the decisions we're making at this moment. So what am I missing on that is more in the quantum physics level?
Okay, more in the quantum physics level is your state of mind creates your reality.
Okay.
The state of mind that you are in determines what will happen on your in your exterior world.
Okay, so we're almost going back to, like, the mood thing, where, yeah. Okay, so your attitude, essentially.
Your attitude is everything.
Okay.
And you remember hearing that? Well, that is the truth.
Yeah.
Your attitude is everything. If you are messed up on the inside, your whole world is going to be messed up on the outside.
Uh-huh.
So basically, getting your put together
sure.
is what's going to create a better reality. And once you realize that, everything changes, and you start to understand that quantum physics is real, and it gives you a different perspective on things like hauntings and these kind of spooky things that happen.
Yeah. And it's not just speaking on like having positive, you'll attract positive people. You're negative, you'll attract negative people.
Although that's true.
That's true too. But you're saying it's more so like existential things that will then kind of come to you or be attracted to you. Not, you know, things that have nothing to do with another human being going, oh, they're nice, you know, or they're an asshole. It's just life will kind of go in a certain direction based on the attitude you have. Doesn't that also then fall into, you know, the religion theories and all of that, where, you know, basically have faith in this entity or this deity and good things will come to you? Isn't that kind of the same sort of thinking, if you will?
What do you mean exactly?
Like the theories in many religions, the more you give, the more you will get, essentially. Necessarily like, you know, I'm giving this to there's not a purpose. You don't have any clear idea how you're going to get it in return. And it might not be money. It might not be this. It just might be genuine happiness. It might be relationships and things of that nature. It almost is, you know, it's kind of operationally the same sort of idea.
Yeah, it is. Like attracts like. I mean, if you treat everybody like crap, basically, guess what you're going to get back?
Sure.
I mean, the energy you project is what you get back, but gratitude and appreciation are the best vibration you can be in. It's all about vibration.
And that's interesting. I want to ask you, when you first started saying, I want to learn more about quantum physics, this is intriguing. What were the things that brought you to it? What were some of the things that you were looking for and some of the things that you first learned that surprised you?
I started hearing gurus, people talking about how I was creating it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that's just silly. I wouldn't do that. I was having bad experiences
mm-hmm.
of everything. And I wanted to understand why I was creating it, if that's what was happening.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, if I'm creating all this terrible stuff that's happening to me, and if I'm doing it, then that means that I have control over it and I can make better stuff happen to me.
Okay.
I can create good stuff. So that was really what it was.
So what did you do in your life to really, you know, believe this, to have that change happen?
Like I said, how much time do you have?
We still got a good 10, 15 minutes to hear your life story.
Oh, you want to hear my life story. But I was a person who had very, very severe depression. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had terrible depression. It was the kind that kept me in bed. I couldn't work.
Sure.
I was sick all the time. It was really horrible.
Okay.
And that's when I had a lot of experiences that probably led up to how happy I am now.
Okay.
Except it was a bad time.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you about angels and demons. Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear.
All right. In that time when I was depressed, I was really bad and I didn't know what I was going to do about it. I was just at a loss. I just didn't know what else to do about it. And I was at home. My husband was in the living room. I walked into my bedroom and I had my both of my hands on the dresser. I was looking in the mirror thinking, you know, what the hell am I going to do for the rest of my life like this?
Yeah.
Anyway, I lit a candle on my dresser there because it always seemed to make me feel better. I didn't know why at the time. But I lit the candle and I'm just kind of staring at the candle, feeling pretty miserable. And something reached around me and gave me a hug. And it was the warmest hug I have ever had in my life. And it felt very, very comforting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain that. I have told people the story and they said, well, that was an angel. I'm like, I don't know what it was, but it was really nice. It was like, it's going to be okay kind of feeling.
Yeah.
And that pretty much changed my whole attitude about what was happening to me. I'm like, you know, this is not acceptable. I'm going to do something about this. So I basically went off all the drugs they were trying to give me, and I tried to deal with it myself. Started meditating and doing all these things to try and help myself. And it steadily got better. But what you don't understand is that, like, you're going on this spiritual journey. You're kind of on a walkabout after that.
Yeah.
And as you go up the spiritual ladder, things start happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll experience negative entities. And when I was driving to work or home from work one day, I felt this really, really negative energy in the car with me. It was like the worst thing I had ever felt in my life. It was just felt like, ick, you know, it's just like, oh, this is awful. Get this away from me. Anyway, it felt like it was starting to surround me. I was driving, mind you.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a little overwhelmed. And then I realize I'm running off the road and I'm running into traffic and all this. And I'm trying to deal with this thing that I didn't know what it was. I was basically talking to it. I don't know what made me think I needed to talk to it, but I was talking to it, you know, telling it to get the hell away from me. And it was making this sound. Now, this is when I realized I was clairaudient. It was making this sound like a rattling, hissing noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I'll never forget that sound. But anyway, I stopped the car. Luckily, I was able to stop the car. There was a place to pull over. But I'm just kind of waving this thing out of my face. It was just the strangest thing I've ever experienced in my life. I just felt like it was trying to kill me, but there was nothing there. I didn't see anything. And finally, it stopped, but it's hard to remember the details because I was kind of in an adrenaline rush at that point, but it finally left me alone. But I don't know what it was. And I've talked to other people and they're like, well, maybe it was a demon. I'm like, don't you see demons? Isn't that, you know, the whole idea of demons? Don't you see them? And people have told me not necessarily. You can feel them, you can hear them, things like that. So I don't know what that was all about, but that was the last worst experience I had. I've had other things happen to me, but once you are trying to climb the spiritual ladder, you're trying to get there, it seems like there are things trying to stop you.
I was just going to ask you my question. Did it feel like you're trying to pull yourself out of this negative situation?
Yes.
And in a negative mindset? And that takes some work. And I know you said that you got off the drugs that they were trying to give you. And in no way am I suggesting someone gets off the drugs that they're prescribed. Stay on them. Only get off of them with a proper, you know, if that's what you want to do, because sometimes you need those things to kind of get you kind of going or maintain, depending on what's going on with yourself.
But get you through the worst of it until you can figure it out.
Yes, I'm very pro that. I mean, and it's benefited me through some dark times myself.
Yes, I understand.
But it's a two-pronged thing to have those sort of things help, but at the same point, you have to do the work too. And putting that work in and really realizing this is not good. I got to kind of work this. I got to do something better. That's where you kind of went on that journey and you're trying to climb out of it. So do you think that being in that kind of depressed state initially or for a period of time that there were some things that kind of latched on to you, kind of followed you around and try to keep you there?
I really do think so, yes. And I think that until you get, and this is why they call them your demons.
Yeah.
Until you get your demons worked out, you know, you get your issues, mm-hmm. work through all of your issues. And I'm talking about every single one of your issues, because if you don't go, if you don't deal with them, they will come up in the form of something like what I was describing. Not all, sometimes.
Are our demons something that is literally a separate entity other than ourselves or our energy or our souls that have their own goals in mind for us? Or are they the reflection of the worst parts of ourselves that haunt us?
From my experience, from my personal experience, and I've had a lot of experience with this, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I really think that they come from our negative emotions, honestly. And that, now, I want to make it clear, because people are going to call me out on this. I want to make it clear that that doesn't mean that these things are any less real or any less dangerous. And I don't want to invalidate anyone's experience of them, because real, things that are real, the definition of real is a little bit different than what people think it is. If you felt something, you experienced something scary, horrible, it was real. I don't care whether if you didn't see anything or not, it was real. You don't have to see something, measure, weigh it, dissect it, you know, for it to be real. That's what people don't understand a lot of the time. They think that for something to be logical, it has to be something that you can weigh and measure and dissect and catalog. You know, in order for it to be real, it has to be all those things. That's not true. We have to come to understand that psychic experiences are just as real as physical experiences. If we don't start to understand that, we're not going to evolve in any way whatsoever. We're not going to learn anything new. We're not going to solve the mystery of all these paranormal experiences if we don't open up our minds and say, you know, this was a real experience I had. I don't care what anybody says. It was real, and let's try to figure out how it happened, how this could scientifically take place. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are.
I mean, you know, the experiences I had where I didn't see anything, those were still real experiences.
Sure, sure.
So I do Bigfoot research, and I have never seen a Bigfoot, but I know they're real because of all the other information that I have and the sense that I have of them. So,
and that would be a whole other topic for another show. It would be very, but it would be very interesting, because I think there's a lot of connections there that tie into everything that we're talking about as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Doreen Fisher. A big thank you to her for sharing her experiences on today's program. And thank you to you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without it. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you.